Welcome to Moving Forward, sponsored by MPW MockLink TV and MockLink Internet, online at mpw.org. Each weekday morning, our local talk segment brings you the people who are helping move our community forward. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Moving Forward on the 18th of June. My guest this morning, we've got some ladies from the Greater Muscatine Chamber of Commerce. It's Jody Hansen.
Hello, Amy.
And Alicia Bull. Alicia Bull. Okay, now see, it's funny because earlier when I got your message that you were bringing Alicia in, she's the events coordinator. I was writing names down for the birthdays and anniversary, and for some reason I put down the kid who won today, I put down Gage Bull, because I was like, I had my, I'm like, why did I write Bull down there? And now I'm putting it all
there
together.
You, now you'll never forget.
Exactly. Exactly. So, okay, well, I know we've got a lot to cover, so we'll start off first because we've had people that are, that we've had phone calls asking about 4th of July, and obviously we know events have been canceled for the 4th. So what I did notice was that, you know, with the city council meeting tonight, you guys had applied to maybe have it in September. Can you tell us more about that, Alicia?
Sure can. So, yes, we were really disappointed that we couldn't hold a traditional 4th of July events this year. But just from the beginning of the whole pandemic, it was just a concern. We had been paying close attention with the CDC guidelines, the Iowa guidelines, our local health department. Yeah. And just getting closer and closer, we knew that the parade was a definite no, just because there's no way you could keep everyone safe in close proximity and the candy and all that. So
not that everyone wants to wear a mask.
Was a certain bummer. But we did have some hope that maybe we could keep the fireworks on the date just to keep some normalcy for the residents. I mean, they've had a horrible last few months. Mm-hmm. So it would be nice if they could at least kind of have
one
some
thing.
Similar summer events. But unfortunately, the closer we got, we just thought this could be a train wreck, just trying to keep everyone safe. So we've worked in coordination with the city of Muscatine, and we've worked with the, like I said, the local health department, just figured that it's best if we just delay it a few months.
Yeah.
So that's really what we're trying to do. So we're looking at Sunday, September 6th. Now, this wouldn't be like a total redo of 4th of July. We wouldn't be doing the parade or anything. It would be focused more on just the fireworks.
Right.
So the fireworks, and if that, you know, obviously, if the city approves that tonight, then we have some other permitting that we have to resubmit. The Coast Guard, the Rock Island County, there's a whole bunch of other ones. So that is our hope anyways. Yeah. And if that works out, we've been in contact with the Almost Friday Fest folks, and they're interested in possibly having a concert and kind of their event, too.
Oh, cool.
Because their May and June event was affected as well. So that would be really cool. That's what we're hoping for. But it's all pending permits, and then also we'll just have to see what it's like in September. I mean, hopefully there's all the numbers have gone down to where people feel like they can go out and do something safely and practice social distancing, but that's really what we're looking for.
Well, I saw that, too. So it would be down on, is it Riverside Park? Is that where you guys were going to have it?
Yeah. So they always shoot the fireworks across in Illinois.
Okay.
And then if you're anywhere on the riverfront, they could just come straight towards you. Like, they're beautiful.
Oh, sure.
So you can see them everywhere.
Okay.
And then the Almost Friday, they always set up kind of what I would say, like, downriver from the basketball court. So anyone could spread out. But we just wouldn't have all the different events that we normally have for 4th of July. Like, a lot of times we have the Symphony Orchestra perform.
Yeah.
And
reading of the Declaration of Independence.
There's a lot of things. Aww. But so all that we hope will be back in 2021.
Yep. Well, that's what, all we can hope for at this point. Because we're such in an uncharted territory.
Absolutely.
Who can plan? So you've got a ton of stuff, too. I know you've got some, you were telling me, what was it, about the farmers market.
Yeah. So, you know, again, just like you just said, we are in uncharted territory. And I think from the Greater Muscatine Chamber of Commerce and Industries standpoint, I mean, we just want everyone to be safe.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we can definitely say is happening is the Muscatine Area Farmers Market. And again, like, check out their Facebook page. And it is Muscatine Area Farmers Market. And they list, like, some of the events that they have, you know, every week. So it was just produce they were able to sell, and now they are able to have vendors like crafters as well as entertainment as well. So check out their Facebook page. Now, the Muscatine Area Farmers Market happens twice a week. Some folks might not know that. So
I thought it was just once. Yeah, I didn't know it was twice. That's cool.
So Saturday mornings, that starts at 7:30 and that goes till 11:30, and that is in the parking lot across from City Hall.
Right.
And then there's also a market on Tuesdays, and that is in the afternoon. So that's 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. And that is in the Muscatine Mall parking lot.
Okay.
On Park Avenue. Oh, okay. So, I mean, check that out. I mean, they always have, you know, obviously great produce, like great folks running some of those booths, and you can just meet your local farmers as well, which is awesome.
Very
so,
awesome.
I'm a big fan of the farmers market. And so again, you know, we would just encourage the following whatever precautions they have set forth for social distancing as well. And then something that you, Amy, said that you checked out was the new exhibit at the Muscatine Art Center.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Called
Something Else.
Till Death, Wedding and Mourning Traditions exhibit. This exhibit is on display from June 9th to all the way through July 31st. Our art center is located at 1314 Mulberry Avenue. And again, if you have not been there, if you're a local resident and you haven't, even if you haven't been there for a while, I would encourage you to check it out. And again, go to their website and see what they have set forth for safety measures.
Yeah.
And before you go.
They did ask us to wear masks while we were in there. And I mean, there was barely really anybody in there. Plenty of room to social distance.
Yeah.
But yeah, wearing a mask in there, especially like on these garments, you know, you don't want to go in there and just be coughing all over the place. I mean, please don't do that. They're so beautiful. So, yeah.
It's a really cool exhibit. I mean, it's basically like how Iowans exchange vows and laid to rest their loved ones, and also how those customs have changed over the years.
Right.
Something else just in the CVB world, Convention and Visitors Bureau world, we do have an updated website. So if you go to visitmuscatine.com, you will see an enhanced website that it's just a lot more user-friendly. We have the calendar on the homepage. So I would encourage people, again, to go check that out. When events can be put out there that are happening, we will put those on our website. And then we also would encourage you to visit the Greater Muscatine Chamber of Commerce, muscatine.com. We also have information out there for that, too.
Right.
So,
every time you come on, there's always plenty of things to do. Obviously, the last couple of months, that has not been the case. So what would you say, both of you, since March, April?
Yeah.
How many events have we missed because of this?
Alicia would probably know that more than, just our chamber events.
I would say probably 10.
Oh, wow.
Some of them won't be rescheduled. Some of them have just been postponed till fall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's been a lot on the calendar that we had to just say sorry.
I know that Almost Friday folks, Almost Friday Festival, they are still kind of in a holding pattern to determine if they can have an Almost Friday Fest this year. I know that they're waiting on that as well. So, but those were going to start in May, I believe. So we've had two of them already be
right,
canceled for sure. So
I remember because when I first moved here way back in August, they were still doing those, and I had yet to get to one.
I think I'm like, you have to get there, Amy.
I have to do this. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. But again, safety first.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
But I think from the Greater Muscatine Chamber of Commerce and Industry's perspective, we've been, even though we've had some events be postponed and or canceled, we've been very busy at the chamber. We are really excited about like our future. And I think we have a lot of really positive things going on.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that we kind of talked about earlier, we're doing, Alicia and I are working on a project called Meet the Merchants. And this is, Alicia, you want to tell them about what we're doing
with that? It's a shop local campaign for our retailers. We're doing our chamber members. So we're highlighting 13 small businesses right now, and each week we're going to put one out on Facebook on Thursdays, and then the video, it's a video, and then the video also goes into our newsletter, and then it will just be something that member can keep, which is really cool.
That.
So it's like a 30-second commercial. We've done 3 or 4 so far, and we're just going to keep trucking. So we'll have one that will focus on maybe home improvement or services or health, and all that good restaurants. Stuff. So we're just going to try to cover all of our chamber members and just kind of keep the love going. So
now, are these businesses reaching out to you, or are these ones that, you know, you just went in and just said, hey, we want to do this with you?
We're reaching out to them. They're our chamber members, and we're just trying to kind of put them in a group that we think would be great for them. So, but we just thought, now that the stores are open and a lot of them are hoping to get that traffic back, that's where we started.
Yep.
And it's just fun to see people get excited to go back out again.
Absolutely.
And if you do check out the Chamber website, chambermuscatine.com, and also our Facebook page, Greater Muscatine Chamber of Commerce and Industry, on the Facebook page, we will be giving away a door prize donated by the member that we're focusing on with the video. So check that out. We're hoping to do those around every Thursday, posting them. So if you are listening, like our Facebook page, like Visit Muscatine Facebook page, and like Greater Muscatine Chamber of Commerce and Industry Facebook page. But like I said, I know we're really excited about what the future holds, and we are keeping busy. The Muscatine Chamber of Commerce is here for you, and, you know, give us a call at 563-263-8895 if you have, you know, any questions about anything, or if you're interested in being a member. We'd love to talk to you. So.
Great. Well, Jody Hansen, Alicia Bull, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
I really, really appreciate your time. And I did get your name right.
Yeah.
Right? Thank
God.
I'm always afraid, like, I always second guess myself on everything. So that's
my
show.
Thanks, Amy, so much.
Thank you. You've been listening to Moving Forward on KWPC, the voice of Muscatine.
This has been Moving Forward on KWPC.